25 past 8. Yeah, just checking. Oh, yeah, we've got a clock here. Big hand, little hand. And a second hand. Oh, yeah.
No expense spared.
He survived London Road. His name, Rodney. We'll call him Rodney, for that's his name. Rodney, how was London Road this morning for you?
It was absolutely mayhem, Nick. I've had to take to the Town 102 helicopter. It's actually people streaming all over the place. They're going into Sainsbury's buying bread and milk. They reckon we can't survive the end of the day. We don't know what we're going to do without National Grid. We just definitely need some help down here. This is mayhem and chaos, mate.
Rodney, what are you actually doing? Are you pretending to be a helicopter, or are you doing something that I really wish I hadn't asked about?
Yes, I'm doing that.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much. But you have to remember, at times like this, Rodney, that you and I, we are British, and what makes us different from the rest of the world is that we cope with moments like this, Rodney, and you have to remain brave, whether you're on London Road or not, because this morning in Ipswich, yes, yet again, the National Grid are still looking into that hole near the Sainsbury's garage and Jack's Caff. Whilst we gave the world Concorde and the loo seat, and they never really said thank you, this may be a hole too far, but we'll carry on regardless. Because we don't really have a choice. So if you are stuck, fingers crossed, it will get better. As they always say, always look on the bright side, every cloud. God, don't you hate optimists? I think we lost Rodney, but he's still doing his helicopter impressions. I don't know about you, but that's made me feel quite unwell.